Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the show here on the Fan After Dark. Blake, Freddie D. Davis, and Khaki Kevin, Thunder Thigh Kevin Walker in the glass, keeping us nice
in the
and
glass,
crisp. Keeping us nice and crispy on a Monday afternoon.
We've got old Khaki Kevin in the glass a couple times this week, by the way.
Yeah, we have. The 49ers and Panthers have gone final. The 49ers win 20-9. I think we said we were rooting for the 49ers or the Panthers.
I was rooting for the 49ers. I picked them to win. So
did I too?
No, you picked Carolina.
The cover?
You won 3-2 this week.
I got way more than three games, brother.
We only picked five games different.
So. I was on a roll in that early window, but there were some backdoor covers. We'll review the picks.
You and I both picked Seattle, by the way. I didn't pick Tennessee. Okay. So the only two games I got right were the night games, last night and tonight.
You got the Chiefs, they covered, right?
No.
It was 3.5?
No, it was 3.5, I think. Oh. Yeah. I mean, who cares? They still won, so that's all that matters.
It's okay. I've picked the Bucks the last 5 weeks, and they're 1-4 in the last five.
Yeah,
you may I don't think they've covered any of those games.
You may want to jump.
And
off
Baker
there.
Mayfield,
It's just a sprain, though. They said it's just a sprain. He may play on Sunday. We shall see on that. And can we kind of get off the Daniel Jones bandwagon after yesterday?
I'm Daniel Jones, but I'm really looking at Shane Steichen. I didn't love the play calling.
You went away from John? Look, I'm okay with it as a Chiefs fan, but man,
put Daniel Jones in some precarious situations. And
now, granted, he only had 60 yards rushing yesterday. Yeah. So,
but Baker Mayfield, who went down on Sunday's game with a sprained left shoulder, was seen in a sling sideline, has a low grade sprain. Sources said following the MRI, good news with an eye towards next week. Ian Rappaport putting out. So, me, who's voting for the Bucks to make it to the Super Bowl. 1-4 in the last five games. They've been on a tough stretch. They're still leading the NFC South because the Panthers lost today, but you're going to need some things to happen for the...
Your Falcons won, though.
My Falcons. I'm not a Falcons
fan. I mean, Kirk Cousins. Aren't you one by proxy?
Nope.
I mean, Dave.
I don't root for the Falcons.
You don't show them any love?
Nope. Speaking of showing love, there is four players that did not practice for the Dallas Cowboys today. You want to guess who those four were, Fred? Where's the bell? Give me the bell.
I know Tyler Guyton was one of them.
Tyler Guyton did not practice and will not play on Thursday versus the Chiefs. There was a defensive tackle, a wide receiver, and a wide receiver who did not practice
today. I'm guessing George Pickens didn't practice today.
With the knee and the calf, and they probably said, like, you balled out.
I was going to say.
Take the day off.
You don't need to. You just do a little walk through today.
Another receiver.
CD?
Nope.
Turpin.
Turpin with the shoulder and illness did not practice today for your Dallas Cowboys, and then a defensive tackle with an elbow.
Oso
Digizua did not practice. And then four players were limited in practice. A defensive end, and two safeties.
I'm going to go with Hooker and Wilson.
Hooker and Wilson, the toe and the thigh for Hooker. Shout out to Kaiki Kev. In the neck for Donovan Wilson. Both of them were limited in practice today, and then two of your defensive ends were limited as well.
Oh, I guarantee you, Clowney was one of them.
Clowney with the neck was limited, and then another defensive end with the shoulder.
I'm going to go with Sam Williams.
Dante Fowler was limited in practice. Everybody else was full participants. It was just a walkthrough today. And then for the
How can you be limited in a walkthrough?
Oh.
you know?
You're on a scooter?
I need to sit on the side. I would walk through that.
Walk slower.
Two players
do a crawl through.
Two players that not practice for the Chiefs. Do you know who both of them are? One's already been ruled out with the ankle.
Oh, Trey Smith, they said, is going to miss 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, so Trey Smith, that's big for the Cowboys. That's
huge.
It's going to be out, especially with how your interior defensive line.
Because Caliendo got worked yesterday.
Take Quinnen Williams getting over a sack.
Hey, do it. Because that much in the same vein that people were concerned about the interior of the line last week for the Philadelphia Eagles, same thing, except on the right side versus the left.
Noah Gray, the tight end, who we saw with they went down with a concussion, he did not practice today either. Chanel, the linebacker for the Chiefs, was limited with the knee. Rashee Rice with the hamstring was limited with the hamstring.
Yeah.
And then Xavier Worthy with the ankle was limited. So some big players, probably your best linebacker, your two best receivers, and your best left guard either didn't practice or were limited.
I don't know that Leo's their best linebacker, but you definitely, I mean, he's a big special teams guy, although he's had some huge penalties this year. But yeah, he's a thumper. You know, he's like a better version of Sanborn.
Speaking of which,
where Jack, if you're listening, 877-81-105.
Okay, we're going to play AI Jerry Jones that had me and Fred absolutely dying. Like I said, AI.
AI, please. we can't preface this enough. This is not really the real Jerry Jones. This is artificial intelligence.
We're going to play that, but before we do, just what are some players that are currently, like, when we're in training camp or on the Cowboys roster that we just haven't heard from very much? What was the one that we just said?
That we did interviews with?
No, I didn't say we did interviews with. Just that players that they're on the team that we just haven't heard from. Sanborn is one that I forgot he was on the team.
Oh, Peyton Turner.
Peyton Turner.
Is he even still on the team?
I think so.
Peyton, 877-881-1053.
Haven't heard his name in forever.
Haven't heard his name in a while. That's about it, I think, I feel like. I mean, we haven't heard from Akeem Adeniji in a while. We haven't heard from Jadon Blue. I mean, we know he's on the inactive list, yes. Although he did post on his Instagram today. Posted up on
Perrion Winfrey. The only time we see him is when they put out the inactives for the week.
Although he just got activated, though, yes, didn't he? Yes. A week or two ago, so at least he's trending in the right direction. Didn't see Jalen Tolbert this last week.
Jalen Tolbert.
Trayshon Holden, maybe?
Ooh, Trayshon Holden. But he's been on
the practice squad. Although, I sent...
Peyton Turner's got to be the biggest one. We kind of thought he might have somewhat of a role.
You looked at him, though. I mean, he didn't do squat in San Antonio or in New Orleans. So I think he went to UTSA. I think that's what I'm thinking of.
Wasn't there another player they traded for? Because I know Solomon, who's been great.
Now, Solomon's been terrific for you so far this year.
I think there was one other, Kyrie, but we've talked about him a bunch every week, for better or worse.
Yeah, no, he's no longer on the team. Peyton's the only one I can. Peyton and Sanborn, the only other two guys I can think of off the top of my head. If you guys can think of one, let us know. 877-81-1053. All right, so AI Jerry Jones after the big win yesterday.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is special because it's the Eagles. Everyone loves to hate the Cowboys, but America's learning to hate the whiny ass Eagles even more than us. You've got Jalen Squirts over there just push, push, push on his tush, tush, tush. And A.J. Brown whining for the ball all the time. Give me the ball, give me the ball. Well, I got a pair of rusty old walnuts right here, A.J. Come and get them. Now we play again in 4 days. I'll be about 11 cocktails and 3 pounds of bird deep come kickoff. Just marinated in whiskey, turkey juice, and gravy, watching finger-licking George Pickens treat the Chiefs secondary like a roadhouse hooker from Lubbock. And when we win, Zeke's going to eat some turducken, okay? Nap time now. How about them Cowboys?
There you go.
I've already heard it, but it's still just as funny.
Like a roadhouse hooker from Lubbock.
On a roll.
That's my favorite line right there. Shout out to our boy Degenerate
push,
Jake.
Push.
Do we think that's right? Do we think Degenerate Jake knows any roadhouse hookers from his time?
Hopefully not. He's got a girl.
What? Well, that's true.
Hopefully not.
Sorry. We know she's a big fatty as well. All right. So we also, let's go back to the locker room. We were able to catch up with.
This one's real. No AI.
Yeah. No, these are actual conversations we had with the real versions
Maybe
of the
not.
People. Well, I guess you guys can be the judge of that. Who do we want to go with first? We want Logan Wilson or we want to go with Savone Revel?
I'll let Khaki Kev pick. Whatever which one he likes better.
We're going to go with Revel because I'm already on it.
Boom.
There you go.
I'll 105 through the fan. All right. Hey. Second game. Let's call it what it is. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. Feeling great. Just came off this win.
I mean, look, let's call it what I mean. And look, no disrespect to the Raiders. That's a professional NFL team, I get all that. But, I mean, look, I saw you lined up against A.J. Brown. I saw you lined up against Devontae Smith. I mean, was that kind of your welcome to the NFL moment today? Or?
Oh, yeah, definitely today, you know. And they're tougher opponents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, they talked about it all around the league. But, you know, you don't want to put that in your head. You know, football is football. You just want to go out there and play football and give it your all, have confidence in it. You got your staff. You got your coaches right behind you. So keep your head above water. Stay along the process. You know what you can do. And I knew what I could do. You know what I mean?
Look, I mean, I cover the Cowboys for 105 through the Fan, and so, I mean, we've been hearing about Revel, you know, like, when's this dude going to show up? When's this, you know, is he going to be out? What have you? And, you know, ACL. How has this process been for you?
For me?
Yeah, just as far as, like, I know you're ready to get back on the field. You see this defense. You know you need number 34 out there. So, I mean, how did you stay grounded just waiting, like, all right, I'm trusting my body, and when it's come time to play, I'll be ready?
You know what I mean? Just being available for myself, you know what I mean? You don't want to listen to the noise, you know what I mean? You want to block out the noise and be there for yourself, because only you know what you can do. Only I know my body, and I know I feel like I was ready.
Anything out there today that you guys didn't see, saw, or weren't prepared for?
Nah, not really. Okay. Nah, man, we just didn't give up, you know? First half, you know, the score wasn't like we wanted to, but we know, like we said, that until that fourth quarter hit zero, the game ain't over.
What did you guys do to slow down AJ? AJ kind of got off a little bit in that first quarter, you know, first part of the second quarter. What did it seem like in the second half, though? Not just the D-line, but it seemed like the secondary was really locking in on things.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
we ain't focused on one specific player, you know what I mean? We focused on the game. All right. We focused on winning and executing Jalen Hurts, you know what I mean? And we know he ain't really good at passing for real when he got that rush on him. So he really AJ Brown wasn't really the talk of the town, you know what I mean? Mm. He just went out there and approached the game with good intentions. Let's bust their ass.
All right, last thing, Kansas City, you got the Super Bowl, Kansas City Chiefs coming in on Thursday. How big is that? And folks are wondering, are you gonna stay at number 34?
Hey, I don't know. I really ain't make that choice, you know what I mean?
Just
a number is a number, and I feel like, you know, you go out there and play. You ain't playing for the number. You playing for the team.
Right.
And Kansas City, you know, we just got to approach them like we approached the Eagles. You know what I mean? Yeah. Had the same intent. Focus on the little details and fix the little errors that we had this game and get harder.
Mr. Revel? Yes, and is it Revel or?
Revel.
Revel.
You know how to say the first name?
Siobhan?
Oh, man. Savone.
Savone. Revel.
Hey. Okay, let's hear you pronounce it now, Fred.
Savone Revel.
A boy said, first name, Siobhan? Siobhante?
I said Siobhan, okay?
At least
he was absolutely. I mean, you know, absolutely, you know? Hey, say what you want.
He's also a tall gentleman.
Say what you want. Yes, say what you want.
What?
I almost said something. I'll tell you during the break.
No, tell me now.
No.
Tell me now.
I'm not telling you right now.
I want you to. What would you say, 6'3"?
No.
Shorter?
Yeah.
6'1".
Yeah.
I'm like 6'1". I feel like he's taller than me.
When you stand next to him, I'm telling you, he's not. And I'm not taking anything away.
Wow. He's 6'2".
Wow, Fred.
Yeah. I literally stood right next to him.
Denigrating our boy.
I'm not denigrating anything.
That, no, he's like 5'3".
I didn't say that. I did not say
Khaki
that.
Khaki cap solid. I got Trevor.
Khaki's definitely got bigger thighs. He's definitely got bigger thighs. All right,
what do you think your thighs rank on the Cowboys, Kevin?
Not very high. They're professional athletes.
So are you?
No, I'm not.
All right, play the Logan Wilson.
He's a professional athlete.
It's 105 through the Fan. Well, look, first home game as a Dallas Cowboy. I mean, this is about what you expected.
Yeah, the place was rocking. We found a way to get another big win, snack another victory, and it was great playing in front of the home crowd for the first time.
Pause it for me, Kevin.
I mean, look,
I'm already loving the energy. I'm loving Logan's energy. I didn't get a chance to talk to him.
Yeah.
It just sounds like a nice guy.
You know what? Nobody did. I'll tell you what. And I want to say Calvin. Calvin talked to Savone. I didn't see anybody. I think Nick Eatman did too. Or not Nick Eatman. Nick Harris. Nick Harris talked to him as well. But like, I didn't see that many people talking to our boy Savone. And nobody. Talk to Logan Wilson.
Logan just sounds like a cheery guy right off the rip.
I mean,
what's up, man?
Unbelievable. Anyway, all right, continue.
Davis 105 through the Fan. Well, look, first home game as a Dallas Cowboy. I mean, this is about what you expected.
Yeah. The place was rocking. We found a way to get another big win, stack another victory, and it was great playing in front of the home crowd for the first time.
When you get traded here, first of all, just kind of break down what that was like. I'm guessing you've never been traded before,
It's a whirlwind, man. Like, you get traded, you find out you're getting traded about 7 a.m. I was on a flight at noon.
Did you know, though? Because, I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, I do radio here in town, so, I mean, you know, your name had been bandied about for a couple weeks.
I had an idea, but you never, like, in this league, I've learned, like, nothing's official until it's official. You know what I mean? So until I got the call from my previous head coach, you know, telling me that I'd been traded, It doesn't hit you till it's official. And so then I flew out here, and then it's like a whirlwind. You try to pack your house, get the wife and the kid out here because you don't want to be alone. You don't want to do anything alone. It's a whirlwind, man. It really is. Then you try to find a place here, try to move all your stuff. Like, it's just, there's so many things besides just the football aspect.
How do you focus on the football part of it then? Does the wifey take care of it?
She does, okay. Yeah, and that's why she's the best, man. That's why she's my better half. She's my better half, and she just kind of allows me to go come into work and enjoy the day with these guys and continue to learn this defense.
Thump heads.
Yes. No, so, she's great.
So, look, man, like, this is a defense that, I mean, let's be real, 21-0. If they fall down that early in the year, they're probably not bouncing back from that. What did they explain to you? Like, what do we need from you, Logan Wilson?
Honestly, they just told Shoddy just told me to be me.
Okay.
Just be myself. And, like, when the head coach tells you to do that, like, that's pretty easy, man. Yeah. Like, just be your true, authentic self. Came into a tough situation, obviously, with Marshawn, but, like, just being myself around the guys, trying to pour into them. They're pouring into me. We're trying to elevate this defense, make it better. And we've done that the last couple of games. We still got room to improve, and that's the best part about this. So we're trying
How
to
do you feel your ones. Game is right now? Because, like I said, obviously, the last few weeks over there in Cincinnati, things were kind of a little wild. So now, it's like, look, 5-5, do what you do. But, I mean, how has it been as far as getting back into your groove?
Yeah, well, part of that's, like, learning the scheme and what's being – like, sometimes, like, questions don't come up until they come up in terms of a certain situation versus certain coverage and how they're trying to attack you. And so it's just continuing to learn the scheme, leaning on guys like K-9 and Demo to help me with questions that I have and, just continue to try to find a way to make this team better.
You're down 21-0, mid-second quarter. You had a couple short fields. It seemed like A.J. Brown was kind of doing his thing a little bit. But one thing these guys talked about the secondary was like, look, we knew that if we just kept putting pressure on, Jalen and make him throw the ball, good things were going to happen. So what kind of was the turning point for y'all?
I mean, everyone tried to do their 1-11th, honestly, in the second half, not trying to do too much. And then the biggest thing is obviously turnovers. Turnovers are crucial, especially late in the game. Getting those couple of turnovers, like started off with Sam forcing that fumble on Saquon late when they were driving.
Yeah.
And then another special teams turnover. Those are huge momentum stoppers, and they kind of shift the momentum. And so those are big turning points in the game.
You beat the defending Super Bowl champions. Now you've got the defending AFC championship champions coming to town in Kansas City. Same mentality as far as, what you guys did against Philly and kind of, how do you prepare on a short week?
You got to get your body right, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's the mental aspect of just getting into the game plan, understanding what we're doing. They're not going to throw too many new things on a short week, but they always have some nuances. That's typical. And they're obviously a great, great football team. And so, it's going to be another good challenge for us on Thanksgiving.
Kind of a fun question here. I'll get you out here with this. When we saw Logan Wilson for the first time in a Cowboys uniform, rocking the 5-5 on the practice field, but just blue shorts, and they said, no drip for our guy Logan Wilson. No drip. And of course, he was standing next to you, so you may have seen this tweet. So, of course, you're next to Mr.
I was told about the drippy right here.
So, all right, bro. How do you respond to that?
I don't have drip at practice. I got drip on game day. You know what I mean?
That's what I'll take.
Fred, you hit him with all the classics. You hit him with the let's call it what it is. You hit him with the let's be real.
I'll get you out of here with this one.
And I'll get you out of here with this one. And I didn't get him out of here with this one.
He didn't hit him with a 30 seconds or less, though.
30 seconds or less. Get you out of here with this. Let's just be real right here.
I'm consistent if nothing else, gentlemen. And we had DeMarvian jump into the conversation as well. So
my favorite is, as you said, nobody was talking to Logan Wilson. But you wouldn't know by that interview because every time Logan was half a second into finishing. All right, next question. So 21-9, I was like, let him finish, Brad.
There was one in particular where I did jump on him as far as I was waiting, but I already had the
heard enough,
returning.
Logan. All right, next question. Belaboring the point. let's move this on. Let's go. I'm ready for the next question, Logan. You're taking too long.
Because I'm thinking to myself, like, we got to play this on the air. Right? So, no, Logan was great. He only had 24 snaps yesterday, but I think he's going to get a lot more.
He's like a happy guy.
No, he's a great dude. Couldn't ask for better, you know, just overall.
Probably happy somebody walked up to him.
Yeah, look, I don't know if he was or not. Nobody did.
And it's the middle-aged white guy in there with a beard.
It's the middle-aged white guy.
After dark coming up.
I look like an uncle to him. Who knows? Ain't no telling. But
Uncle Steve? Fatty's on the phone? All right, speaking of Fatty's on the phone, 877-881-1053. If you just heard something that you want to respond to, maybe you want to love up Khaki Kevin's thighs. Maybe you want to hate on me and Fred for giving Shador some love. Maybe you want to give the Cowboys some love and talk about their playoff chances. Well, this is your opportunity. 877-881-1053. It's the Dean and Leasing Hotline. Call in right now. Kevin Walker will put you in the book, and we'll play you next on the other side for Fatty's on the Phone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you guys are letting us down. 877-881-1053. Is it because Kevin Walker's thick thighs are blocking the phone lines? Maybe so. Maybe so. 877-881-1053. If you want to chat with us, Fatty's on the phone. You guys said you wanted it at 10:20 and we listened. And now you guys aren't calling. And now I'm sad.
If you're scared, say you're scared.
Actually, okay. If you're scared, just call in and say you're scared.
Yeah.
Because we'll give you some energy. While you guys are figuring out how to finagle your phone and get away from your wife so you can call us in, I'll give you a couple stats. Let's see if Fred Davis is smart. You ready? 2025. All purpose. Very important, the word I said, all-purpose yards leaders are who?
I'm going to go with Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey is third, not counting tonight's game. Christian McCaffrey
might be number one then.
He's third at 1,439 yards. Okay.
Let's see.
You got four other names to go to guess.
Jahmyr Gibbs has got to be number one.
Nope. Jahmyr Gibbs not even top five.
Really?
Nope.
Jonathan Taylor.
Number two at 1,465 yards.
JSN.
JSN number five at 1,350. Two more players. Running back and wide receiver. Oh, He's on?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Maybe Travis and Prosper knows this answer because I don't. Let's go to Travis and Prosper. What's up, Travis and Prosper?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? You seem lonely tonight, so wanted to keep you guys.
Oh, I'll tell you what. We appreciate that. If you could make one thing bigger before we get this thing started, if you could make one thing bigger, what would it be?
Well, they told me to keep it clean, so I'll say my thighs. I'll take some of Kevin's.
There we go.
That's a bell ring right there. What you got, Travis?
Nothing. You can pepper me because I just wanted to keep you guys company.
I love this.
What did you? How did you feel about yesterday's win?
It was fantastic. So I'm actually an Arizona Cardinals fan. I'm a transplanted DFW, and my cousin, her husband, and my cousin and her husband came down from Canada. They're Eagles fans. Met up with them for dinner on Saturday night, and haven't had a chance to heckle them yet, but wanted to give them some crap for spending time and money to come down here to watch the Eagles lose.
Right. Good for them, and good for you to be able to do that as well. All right, last thing, get you out of here with this and let you call on Wednesday. How do you feel about this game on Thursday?
I mean, keeps my Thanksgiving Day busy, and I think they've got a shot. I mean, for you, I don't want your Chiefs to lose, but I do feel like the Cowboys have a good shot.
I love it. Travis and Prosper, we appreciate you for keeping us company for a little bit. Have a wonderful night, my man. Let's go out to Christopher in Fort Worth. What's up, Chris?
Not much. Sorry I didn't call, but this is terrifying. That's why I don't call in.
No, don't be terrified.
Man, look, this is family. We're all friends here on the show.
Hey, some quick hot takes for you. The Mavs, I don't know how to feel about the Mavs. Watching Luka put up his numbers every night, so it's just frustrating. Yep. The Stars, hopefully we'll see how that goes in the postseason. They just need to pull it through just like the Cowboys and, you know, get the championship. You know, Rangers, hopefully they can figure something out. I feel like they're gearing up for a big move. We just don't know what it is yet. Maybe that's what the convincing was to get the guy from the Mets over here. Mm-hmm. And the Cowboys, I'm on the Dak hater train, so as well as they're doing, I just worry about him blowing it in the playoffs.
Okay,
fair enough.
Look at him, hit us with all four
Chris,
sports.
I was going to say that's a real DFW fan right there. Let's go out to Cody in Bedford. What's up, Cody?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Living the dream, my friend.
I hear you. Hey, I'm gonna guess one of the all-purpose leaders.
Let's hear it.
It gotta be Puka. I'm going to go with Puka.
Puka is actually not in the top five. He missed a couple games. Remember, he missed three or four games with injury, so he is not in the top five.
Right. Right. You got that. Yep. Hey, but I'll tell you what, fellas. If I can make one thing bigger, it got to be my bank account.
Okay. I'll tell you what. That's the answer of the night right there.
Hey, we can all agree
with
that,
Cody. The bank account.
How did you feel after the Cowboys dub over the Eagles coming back from 21-0?
I loved it. You know, funny story, man. I'm at work, and my manager, he said, yeah, I'm wearing my Cowboys gear. I'm feeling good. And right around second quarter, after they scored that third touchdown, he said, hey, you can take it off if you want to. And I jokingly said I would, but I got another Cowboy shirt on up under here. And it just felt so good to rub it in his face. He's from D.C., but he's a Philly fan. So it just felt so good to rub it in his face. And you know what? I think I'm going to get a little bit more of that tomorrow.
Cody, has anybody ever told you sound like Spice One?
That's my guy.
If you get a chance, have you ever seen where he does the smooth criminal, but he turns into a rap?
I did see that. Spice One, yeah, that's my guy. No one has ever told me that, but I'll take that all day.
I'll tell you what, a underground classic, we need to put more respect on Spice One's name, so hopefully you appreciate that, because that was the first thing that came to mind when you started talking. So that is high praise, and Cody, you're welcome to call in anytime.
Anytime.
Absolutely. Hey, you guys have a good night. Happy Thanksgiving.
Sir. Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving as well. There you go. Cody from Bedford. So Cody, Chris, and Travis representing tonight.
It's a C's
again. Yes, we do have a strong C contingent here on Fan After Dark.
Is that a thing if you listen to night shows that your name starts with a C?
Well, I mean, Travis starts with a T.
That was one out of four.
Out of three. We've only had three calls.
Do you want to try to guess who the other all-purpose leaders are? No one's gotten it. There's still two more on the board, running back and wide receiver. First, you haven't gotten the number one answer, and you haven't gotten the number four answer. JSN, Taylor, and McCaffrey are correct. They're 2, 3, and 5. Still waiting for 1 and 4.
I'm trying to think here. And you said it wasn't Jahmyr Gibbs, right?
Nope. Like I said, all-purpose yards.
No, I get it. I mean, he catches the pass. He catches passes too. So I'm familiar with what all-purpose means.
I was saying someone texted in saying it's not total yards. Don't look at the text line because they just gave the answer up.
I don't have the text line.
Okay, good.
Let's see.
Maybe help.
Yeah. Okay. AFC or NFC?
The running back plays in the NFC South.
It's not Rico Daddle, is it?
That's where your mind went.
Oh, Bijan. Bijan. Bijan.
Bijan Robinson. It's Bijan. Is fourth at 1396. Now, the number one all-purpose yards player plays in the AFC, and he's got 1,760 all-purpose yards, beating everyone in the NFL by about 300 yards.
Cook?
Nope. Wide receiver.
I mean, JSN's leading the AFC or is leading the NFL in receiving yards.
He is indeed.
And this is a wide receiver that plays in the AFC.
Yes. I'll give you a hint. Again, his quarterback is a rookie. We got Connor and Denton here in a second.
His quarterback, I'm trying to think.
I believe in you.
His quarterback's a rookie.
Okay, while Fred's thinking, let's go to Connor and Denton. Connor and Denton, do you know who's leading the league in all-purpose yards, and how did you feel after that Cowboys win?
I felt great because one of my good friends is from Philly.
Oh, so yeah. Even better. Even better.
It's awesome. It was awesome. All-purpose yards right now?
Mm-hmm. It's an AFC wide receiver that I have been stumped on for literally the entire night. So,
Jackson Smith?
Unfortunately, Jackson Smith is number five on the list.
He's number five.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And you said it was his quarterback's a rookie?
His quarterback's a rookie.
All season?
Yeah. Yeah, quarterback. Quarterback's in a rookie all season.
Oh, no, I'm saying, what is he?
Quarterbacks.
I'm trying to think who even the.
It's okay, Connor, if it comes to you. You got anything else for us? How are you feeling about the Dallas Mavericks right now?
The Mavericks, man, it's so sad. I don't follow basketball as close. My dad really does, and it's sad. It really, really sucks. But I called to ask, I was wanting to know, why is JMU ranked so highly? I mean, I'm a, North Texas.
Yes, come on, baby.
Student right now. Why is JMU ranked so highly in these polls? I mean, their best win is Washington State, I think.
Mm-hmm. They don't even have a conference.
One by four. And how much did we beat Washington State by?
Come on.
49, I think.
Connor, they're not listening to you. They're not listening to what UNT is doing right now. Don't worry. When the rankings, the real ones come out tomorrow, and by the end of the season, they saw what we did to Rice. They've seen what Drew Messemaker's been doing all season. We're putting up 50 on everybody. When all the marbles settle, I think UNT will be in the college football playoffs, and I really do, because Tulane's not a good school. What happened?
We'll be away to a Tulane conference championship, though. If they put Tulane above us again.
Yeah, I agree.
Connor, well, don't worry about it, man. We're gonna get this UNT thing right. I believe the projection is they will squeak into the playoffs as it pertains right now, but time will tell. But it's good to have another one of you UNT. By the way, do you have any UNT gear that you wear on a regular basis or no?
I have quite a bit. I was wearing a UNC polo Saturday.
Go ahead and ring that bell. Go ahead and ring that bell. You're already more accomplished than 90%.
I wore a UNT polo to the Cowboys game.
Again, didn't see it. Anyway, Connor,
blind.
Connor, great stuff from you. Another C. Connor and Denton.
Just because you're blind doesn't mean I didn't wear UNT gear.
Didn't
I had a UNT polo on.
Was that who?
Against the Cardinals.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Let's go to Rusty and Garland. What's up, Rusty and Garland?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Chilling. What's up with you?
Oh, just got done celebrating the Niners' victory tonight.
Oh, okay. Big win for you guys today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's on your mind?
The all-purpose yard leader is Shamir Dix out of Tennessee.
Dyke, but correct.
Oh, wow. Because I was thinking Cam Moore, but I was like, who's even worth a damn on that team?
That is correct.
Okay,
that
good
is
call
correct.
By you, Rusty and Garland.
If you couldn't tell, Fred, most of his yards are from kick and punt returning.
Oh, see that. Well, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. All right, your thoughts on the Cowboys yesterday?
They looked impressive, honestly. They did. Coming back from 21-0, I thought the game was over.
A lot of people did. Rusty, real quick, Thursday, where will you be? Thanksgiving.
I will be at the game.
Oh, okay. Big money, Rusty.
Okay. Who are you pulling for, Chiefs or Cowboys?
Rusty.
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 I'm going to say Chiefs.
Oh,
drop the call. Drop the call. Get him off. Get him off. And I thought I liked Rusty. And just when I thought I liked Rusty.
I appreciate Rusty and Garland. Let's go out to here. Hold off on him. Let's go to Ken and Cedar Hill first. Let's go to Ken and Cedar. Oh, man. Hey, whoever we just dropped, go ahead and call back. Ken and Cedar Hill, we just dropped another caller because of your inflammatory text from earlier in the show. But I'll tell you what. Let me put something on this before you say your piece. I respect the fact that you backed it up with a phone call. So let me make that clear first. And I need you to turn your radio down a little bit. What's up, Ken?
All right. Okay, I was just calling in checking out y'all, man. I didn't mean to be a Debbie Downer, man. But I'm a true Cowboys fan, man. Over 30 years, man.
Okay.
And you know, this is, we just kind of used to this, man. That's all. We got to see a little more. We got to see a couple more. Maybe after this game we can get excited, but we just got to see a little bit more. That's all.
Okay. Really. You know what, that's Ken? Yeah. You got a little Cowboys PTSD is what you're telling us.
Yeah, man.
All right, Ken, I'll tell you, look. Get a win on Thursday. I tell you what, here's what's going to go down. You guys win on Thursday, you call us on Friday, Fatty's on the phone, and we'll love you up a little bit, all right?
All righty, man. I appreciate
you, big man. Thank you. Ken and Cedar Hill, shout out to him. What a call. What a call from Ken and Cedar Hill. And I'll tell you what, that's a call tonight. Now, Matt and Matthew may have some dynamic takes.
Now we're going on an M run,
okay? But shout out to my boy Ken and Cedar Hill, who backed up his text with a phone call. That's how you do it out there, Fatty. Let's go out to Matt in Carrollton. What's up, Matt in Carrollton?
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Fantastic.
So I'm going with the question earlier is the Browns. I don't know his name, but receiver for the Browns, maybe?
You talking about the all-purpose yards? No, we already answered that question. Yeah. It's some clown from
Shamiri
Tennessee.
Shamiri Dyke from
the
Tennessee
somebody
Titans.
That no one's ever heard of. So anyway.
All right, well, I was
nice
way
try.
Off.
Nice
no, you're
try.
Fine. You're fine, Matt.
All right. We all doing for Thanksgiving. What's going on?
We're working. I mean, that's what we're doing. We're doing radio. I'll tell you what, it'll be a day full of Blake and Fred on Thursday. I'm glad you actually, nice little tee up there by Matt. Actually, you'll hear Blake and I on the Specs tailgate show Thursday morning. Yes, that's right. You're filling in on the tailgate show.
Okay, didn't know that.
Blake, I tell you what, Blake's finding, along with all the fatties out there, Blake's also finding out. It'll be Blake and Fred on the Specs tailgate show.
On Thursday, on Thanksgiving Day?
Thanksgiving Day, yes.
Hey, you're well, on the Specs. We had no family plans.
That's right. I never do, so I'm on the schedule regardless.
You just threw me in there. Blake can come too.
He doesn't care. And then we'll be at the game, and then, of course, locker room show. So there you have it.
All right.
Locker room show.
Good day.
We make it a show. Real quick, your number one Thanksgiving food item on Thursday is?
Ooh, my granny's dressing. I'll never, ever have it again because she died this year, but my granny's dressing.
Okay, well, what's number two?
Number two is my mom's chocolate pie.
Is she still with us?
She is, yes.
Hey, all right. Well, enjoy some chocolate pie for us. And if the Cowboys win on Thursday, we expect to hear from you on Friday. Sound good?
Heck yeah.
There you have it. Matt and Carrollton, everybody. All right, take us home. Matthew in Mansfield.
Hey, guys.
What's up, bro?
Well, okay. So I heard that y'all already got the answer for the all-purpose yard.
Mm-hmm, we do.
The young man from Tennessee, because he smoked me this week in fantasy. So that's the only reason I knew who it was.
Yep. Okay.
But I have to say, the Cowboys, I was so mad that first half. And I was sitting there, and I was texting some people, and I was like, man, the Raiders, it was just the Raiders. And then by the end of that game, I was like, I felt like I came away with something a little bit extra, and it just shows now that we have a leader on the defense with Quinnen Williams, and I just that's all I got. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Great stuff, Matthew and Mansfield. Look, we've been saying it all show. It's clear, and again, from talking to people, I mean, not just seeing it on the field, but just from talking to guys in the locker room. I mean, hell, Osa talked about it, the difference he's made, the life he has brought to the defensive line room, and just the impact he has both on and off the field. So you are certainly not alone in that sentiment with what Quinnen Williams brings to this defense. A great batch of callers tonight on Fatty's on the Phone. We got off to kind of a slow start, but you guys certainly represented as we knew you would. Final segment of the program coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
After Dark.
Okay, apparently I pronounced his name wrong.
It's DK.
They're saying it's DK. Chimeri DK, not Dyke. He's the all-purpose yards leader by 300 yards, so... I mean, that's... I could make a bunch of jokes, but I'm not going to.
No, we'll keep it family friendly here in the final segment of the show. Real quick, I got to throw this out there for anybody that is convinced that Patrick Dumont is the worst owner in the NBA. Minority owners claim that Phoenix Suns that Phoenix Suns owner Matt Ishbia is using the franchise as his personal piggy bank. And that the Suns governor, a.k.a. owner, has sunken a once profitable team into the red, according to a new lawsuit claiming misconduct and mismanagement by Ishbia. The filing took place on Monday in the Delaware State Court. And let's put it this way, it was made public today. It's been obtained by ESPN, and apparently Ishbia has, who bought the team in 2023, apparently is just fighting all kinds of accusations and what have you. So this guy, Scott Seldon and Andy Kohlberg, who are holdovers from the previous ownership group, alleged that Ishbia refused access to internal records and that he held a capital call on June 2nd, 2025 to, quote, exert pressure on and dilute the ownership shares held by the Suns minority owners. Now, Ishbia has countersued and is calling their lawsuit a shakedown.
We know who broke that franchise. He doesn't play here anymore. 177 Luka. He's broken many of franchises. Broke Memphis, broke Utah, broke the Clippers. Speaking of the Clippers, see the Clippers?
They've been broke, though. They were broke long before Luka came onto the scene.
The Clippers are interested in guess who? Chris Paul is retiring this year. He's been terrible.
Kyrie.
Kawhi's been in and out. No. They're interested in DeMar DeRozan. They want to just add to the retirement home. The jokes write themselves. Hey, a team that's already aging and out of there, they're like, why not add one more 36-year-old player
who's
expensive?
I'll tell you what, though. Say what you want about them aging, and you're not wrong about that. Harden just keeps getting buckets.
Yeah, no, Harden's dropping 50-point dribbles.
Harden put up 55 the other night. Yeah. This dude's like...
And he has the worst luck with teammates.
He is going to go... I'll tell you what. What is James Harden's legacy going to be?
A stat-filling machine that never won. Because think about it. He was a sixth man of the year, one of the best.
Yeah.
When he was in Oklahoma City, gets traded to
Houston. What an MVP in Houston.
Goes to Houston and is like, oh my gosh, he's so much more than a sixth man. He's like one of the five best basketball players playing and then wins MVP. And then what was that? For like a 3-4 year stretch, he was the leading scorer. Like,
he had
about
a
good margin.
Look, he had a 4-year stretch with D'Antoni where he was the best offensive player in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, James Harden was a bucket. And then for whatever reason,
our minds move quick though. As soon as
come
not,
playoff time, and that's going to forever be his. To your point, that's going to be his, you know,
long lasting moniker.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be his scarlet letters. The fact that he was never able to replicate the same heroics in the regular season and do it in the postseason.
Speaking of scarlet letter, I think we need to bring that back.
Mm. Yeah,
I think we need to bring back shaming, and I'm not just talking about girls. Wow. Let me make that very clear.
Talking about both. I didn't take it that way.
I just want to make sure. I think we need to bring it back. I think if you're being a
bop, because it's not toxic enough in the society we live in. Let's go ahead and add a little more to it.
I think if you're being a bop, you got to start wearing a big old A on your chest.
Mm. I mean, I think that would actually probably help him more.
help people spot them. Okay, there we go.
I know my chances now. Okay.
Okay, it makes it a lot easier.
You look difficult. I know you put
I know
out.
You're not. You got the A is like imprinted on them.
I'm going to go talk
okay,
to
the
you.
Giants have played 147 games since the infamous yacht boat picture with Odell. What is their record in those?
They played 147?
Since that picture.
When was that picture?
2017. I mean, what is their record? One. There's one tie in there. I'll give you that.
Okay, so 147 games.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go 37, 109, and 1.
43, 103, and 1 since the 2017 boat pick.
Okay. Rough go. Rough go.
I think that's safe to say. Eagles safety Andrew Mukuba from Texas, who's been having a good year for the Eagles. The promising second-round rookie will undergo surgery to repair a fractured ankle suffered in Sunday's game versus the Cowboys. So I'm probably going to be done for the year for Mukuba. Other news and notes, the Anthony Davis trade market is apparently very slim.
I saw that.
There's not a lot of teams that are lining up to take on a 35-year-old Anthony Davis who's making $63 million.
By the way, isn't he 33? He's not 35. I mean, come on. Can we stop the cap, people? I mean, it's bad enough he's old and broke down, but he's not 30. He's not that old.
He's 28, and he's only making $10 million, guys. Come trade for him.
Anthony Davis. Bro, he's 32.
37.
He's 32.
Okay.
We need all the help we can get when we're trying to move this guy.
I know. He's the best, guys. Most receiving yards through the first 11 games of a season. You've got Tyreek Hill at 1324 in 2023. You got JSN at 13-13 in 2025, so he's third all-time. Tyreek Hill second, who is number one all-time at 1,400 flat through 11 games. So it's the most ever through 11 games receiving yards.
Calvin Johnson.
Incorrect.
Jerry Rice.
Incorrect. Played in the last 10 years.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Browns receiver.
Josh Gordon.
Josh.
What was that Flash. Like? What was that, like 2012 or something like that?
2013. What could have been? First 11 games, the most yards ever. Still hasn't been broken.
He will definitely go down as one of the biggest what-ifs in NFL history. Hell, you got a spell with the Chiefs for crying out loud.
And then the judge has ordered Chauncey Billups' bail to be set at $5 million today.
Damn! $5 million?
Do we think he's getting out?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, because you got to put up, what, 10%? So that's, what, 500 grr?
I think I saw he's putting his house up for collateral.
Oh, he's absolutely putting the crib up. Man. I tell you what, that hurts my heart.
James Harden was the OG free throw merchant? Yeah.
Oh, he absolutely was.
And the foul baiter. He's still foul baiting.
Hey, but the difference was, though, he'll cash in all day. And the thing about James Harden, I don't think he gets enough credit for. James Harden, and I know people talk about he's not athletic. Look, James Harden was a big dude. He's dead, but James Harden is a big guy.
He was. I mean, James Harden back.
R.I.P.
How much time we got left?
20 seconds.
Okay, well, I guess we're working on Thanksgiving, and you'll get a full 4 hours tomorrow of us.
Another full 4 hours tomorrow. Ali Siddiq, the comedian, is going to join us tomorrow at 8 o'clock as well. He'll be in town on Friday, so make sure you tune in for that, and I'm sure we'll sprinkle in a couple other things as well. For Khaki Cabin, for Blake Elliott, I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.